On Thursday, we highlighted the fact that investors are desperate to use anything to justify the Fed needing to get back to moving to more rate cuts than less in 2024. And on Thursday, as per our commentary, U.S. producer prices were all of a sudden that big deal economic data that normally isn't a big deal that would be used to try and fuel a recovery in sentiment. On any other day, the market would have yawned right past the PPI print. But on this day, the fact that there were components within the data that were slightly softer than expected was enough to inspire a rebound in stocks. The currency market, on the other hand, had a more difficult time responding, with the US dollar remaining well bid into any dips and even extending yearly gains against some currencies like the yen, Canadian dollar, and pound. The euro was also under a good deal of pressure after taking in a dovish hold from the ECB. So on balance, we're far from convinced the bounce in the stock market has much bite. In fact, we're actually a little more nervous heading into the weekend given the escalation in geopolitical tension in the Middle East and potential for a more serious conflict involving Iran and Israel that would unquestionably bring other major countries into the equation. Of course, we hope things calm down quickly, and this is not the case, but holding exposure to risk assets into the weekend without any protection is something that we would caution against. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German inflation data, UK GDP, industrial production, trade and construction output, US trade, Michigan sentiment, and a wave of central bank speak. That's all for now.